Be cool. Okay, so yeah, anyway, I don't usually prepare stories. This was actually written as a blog post. It's something I've been thinking about a lot lately. It's not specifically super 1993 heavy, but it does relate, because 1993 is the year my parents got divorced. Oh yeah, P.S., this has mostly been a pretty lighthearted night. I'm going to change that. So, get ready! Yeah, so they separated in 92, but they got divorced in 93, and that was obviously a formative year for me. So this is about parents, and it's about Nico Case. So even back when I was a metal kid, I was drawn to the music of Nico Case. Her vocals are absolutely stunning, of course, but there's also a kind of beautiful, celebratory loneliness champion in her tunes that you might imagine appeal to a kid who still argued for the quality of Poison or Kiss in his late college days. Consider the chorus from her song, Hold On, Hold On. I leave the party at 3 a.m., alone, thank God. With a Valium from the bride, it's the devil I love. Although finding solace in pain medication isn't really something I can relate to exactly, I definitely get the emotion behind that verse. The idea that sometimes when you're around a bunch of happy people who are together, you just want to enjoy your solitude. But despite my past love for Miss Case's work, I hadn't really prepared myself for her latest album, The Worst Things Get, The Harder I Fight, The Harder I Fight, The More I Love You, which, by the way, came out like 2 weeks ago. This has been an emotional year for me. It was kicked off by the death of my grandmother, who basically was my only living relative I had any kind of closeness with. Maybe I shouldn't have been too surprised to find out that Miss Case's grandmother, to whom she was also very close, passed away too while she was writing the album, and that the feelings resulting from that in part propelled the creation of the record. The Worst Things Get contains what I think is the single saddest, most touching song I've ever heard. It always makes me tear up at least a little bit. Not even my musical paragon, Bruce Springsteen, has ever written a piece that's accomplished that feat. The song is called Nearly Midnight Honolulu, and instead of quoting its lyrics, I'm just going to make us all listen to it, and that way you'll know what I'm talking about. Claire, can you play the song, please? It's 2.5 minutes.
Hey, little kid that I saw at the bus stop one day. It was nearly midnight in Honolulu. We were waiting for the shuttle to take us to the aeroplane. When your mother said, like I couldn't hear her, she said, get the fuck away from me. Why don't you ever shut up? Get the fuck away from me. Oh, well, I just wanna say that it happened. 'Cause one day when you ask yourself, did it really happen? You won't believe it, but yes it did. And I'm sorry, and I'm sorry, 'cause it happens every day. They won't believe you when you tell them. They won't believe you when you say, my mother, she did not love me. My mother, she did not love me. No, 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 no. Some days you feel like a cartoon, and people will rush to make excuses for you. You'll hear yourself complain. But don't you ever shut up, please, kid, have your say, 'cause I still love you, even if I don't see you again.
It's the song. Is it silly to suggest that this song is important? Because I think it is. I think it has something very necessary to say about the relationship between parents and children in our culture. The narrative we as the people tell ourselves is that parents are always deserving of our love and respect, that somehow they're heroes or martyrs because 9 months before you were born, they fucked and you came out. That is some straight-up bullshit. I mentioned earlier that my grandmother was my only living relative I was close to. My mother is literally dead. My father's dead to me. My father is a terrible human being, and I can only guess that the new family he's chosen rises to meet him in his terribleness. With my mother, it's more complicated. She was a good person, but troubled, by alcohol mostly, but also by a life that clearly didn't play out as she planned. I love my mother. I hate my father. I think both feelings are valid. I think it's brave of Nico Case to write a song about how sometimes parents are worthless pieces of shit, because it seems like that's taboo to say, but it happens. I don't know if it happens a lot, but it definitely happens. My dad was mentally ill, my mom just wasn't a good person, Nico told The Guardian in an interview. And they were both drug addicts and alcoholics, so they shouldn't have had a kid. And they were children when they did. Which, you know, I don't blame anyone for any of that. I don't blame anyone for anything. But they would pop back into my life and just use. I don't know Nico Case. I have all of her records and I follow her on Twitter, but I don't know her. But I read this interview and I felt like maybe I get her more than I initially would have thought. I don't know what it's like to live on a farm in rural Vermont, or to ride horses, or to make records with the new pornographers. But I know what it's like to have conflicted feelings about your parents, and I know what it's like to lose a grandmother who really embodies what family means to you, and I know what it's like to feel lonely, but also to be okay with it. Again to the Guardian interview. I'm just going to put on my It's Going to Be Shitty Today uniform, punch my card, and carry on. I have to do this until it clears up, Nico said. The Worst Things Get may not end up being my favorite album of the year. Right now it's neck and neck with Aqua River's The Silver Gymnasium. But it definitely will be the album release this year that means the most to me. I kind of needed to have this record come out, because what I take to be its message is one that cannot be repeated enough. Bad things will happen. Don't deny them. Don't feel ashamed of them. And keep on pushing through. It's going to be okay. That's my story about Nico Case and Karen. Claire, I hate you too. Yeah. Sorry to be so heavy, but I just felt like that was worth sharing. I'm not trying to shit on anyone who does have great parents, and I think you should recognize that as well. But listen, you don't owe your parents anything if they were awful. That's my main message here. So don't feel like you do.